forward. You know, what are some of the solutions? I have seven very quick, you know, and I'm an academician, you know, so I
go real quick because we want to get to everybody. But list the seven, and then we'll what's that?
Yes.
Do you have them in writing?
I have them in writing.
But I think for the record, the drug and solutions, just sure, boom, boom, sure, boom, 60 seconds.
Okay, public spending should be consistent with the best available science. We spoke about best
evidence-based practices.
Community-defined solutions as well.
Community and evidence-based practices. Yes. Number two.
Identify the issues and build on the strengths. We ought to be looking at the strengths of these communities as well, not just the deficits.
Okay, that's related to one.
Bring diverse partners to the table. We need to be a part in these families at the table.
We need stakeholders at all levels to represent diversity. We need to look back at that Jim Bell bill.
Engaging shared strategic planning involving schools and communities. We heard about
cooperating with schools and creating those linkages now with the insurance industry as well, given 946 and its signature.
Okay.
Next.
Interventions and implementation strategies that are culturally and linguistically appropriate. Senator Mitchell mentioned about the cultural shift. That really has to be a part of
obviously. Fine.
Two very important ones. Evaluate the effort and use of the data to continuously improve the strategies and inform all of us. And this is on performance measures. This is accountability once again.
Performance measures. Just now, you are previewing what I'm going to end this whole hearing with here. Very good.
Early identification and prevention are key.
946. Other bills, other strategies like it. Early intervention.
Thank you so much.
As always for all of your work, Doctor. Okay, let's go. Who's next? Go.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Whoops, thank you. Thank you, Senator Steinberg, and those of your esteemed colleagues who are still left in the room. I'm Jan Blatcher, a professor in the Graduate School of Education at UC Riverside. I come to you here as the founder and director of the Search Family Autism Resource Center at UCR, which stands for Support Education Advocacy Resources Community Hope. But I didn't always have my one leg out in the community like I do now, and I think you will be receiving post hoc some information in your packet about the mental health of Latina women that I've studied in the last couple of decades. I did not come prepared to speak about that. But the short form is that Latina mothers of children in the DDS system that we studied had a 49% of them had clinical symptoms of depression. And that was back in the late 90s, but what you need to know, and there's a vast literature, is that depressed mothers are less likely to seek services for their children, okay? So let me talk today about something
you came all the way
from the Inland Empire.
You know what, and so it's really not fair to you or to anybody to, you know, cut you off, but I don't know how we're going to do this. Maybe what we can do is, hold on. There's always a solution.
I'm thinking.
I wonder if we could come back immediately after we have a relatively short session. We could come back and finish this. I don't know.
Whatever. I mean.
I don't know. Schedule-wise. And then we've got public testimony and et cetera. So give your testimony. We're going to do the
best. You want me to do it? Well, I'm gonna cut it short.
Thank you.
Keep half of it out. But what I really want to do, and at Lou Vismara's suggestion, was to explain what we've done at Search with mainly Latino families and how we might be able to leverage these efforts for greater impact statewide. You have in your packet another case. I'm not going to review it here. It's a case of Mrs. Toledano and her child Val, who were kind of left out on what I call the road race to autism diagnosis. And she came to us for Search. And let me tell you that what we do is target low-income and mainly Spanish-speaking families, and we target their educational needs from diagnosis through adulthood. And beyond that, of course, we screen their children. And you mentioned this earlier, Senator, we actually teach these families what evidence-based means, so that they can make more informed choices with regional center and with their schools about the treatment that they have for their child, and so that they don't waste a whole lot of valuable time on unsubstantiated treatments. Now, you also have evidence in your notebook that Latino children are often identified later at older ages than Anglo children, and that mere act puts them at risk because they lose valuable time for early intervention, and that's the window during which you can make the most gains. I have 3 points to make from data that I have in your packet, and I don't know if you want me to show it, but they are 3 points, something that hasn't been mentioned today, that we have been successful in reaching Latino families in our screening clinic, and that's contrary to some of the information in your packet. And the Latino families coming to our clinic are not older, on average, than the Anglo children. But what's interesting, second point, is that these Latina mothers report fewer and less severe symptoms in their children than the Anglo mothers. And this underreporting of symptoms is most noticeable in key areas like social development, which is a target for autism. And three, when we actually do the screening and use gold standard screening instruments, including the observational measure, the ADOS, we find that among the children that do have autism, the Latino children are actually more severe in their symptoms.
So it's begging a question. What are you doing so successfully to get more Latino into your clinics for the screening in the first
place?
We
actually have, you know, out of 100, we have about 87 of them are Latino. We have made particular efforts to do that, which is what I'm about to tell you.
That's what we need to know. What is that model that gets the outreach and brings people in?
Well, one of the implications of these data, though, the fact that Latina mothers underreport the symptoms is that they are less aware of what autism is. And we really need autism campaigns to go beyond just materials written in Spanish, flyers in Spanish, red flags in Spanish. That's not it. We need personal outreach. Autism education is key. I have a search has a bilingual, bicultural staff members who get off the grid, if you will. They go to community meetings. They go to parent groups. They get on Spanish radio stations, and they talk about autism and autism screening as just a few examples. So, you know, I have a lot more to talk about in terms of the economic value to doing this, but I'm going to close by just reminding you that SEARCH is really a community outreach for UCR, because as you know, the UC system is a PhD granting institution. So we provide a context for PhD students in school psych and special ed to really engage in research and learn about families and autism firsthand. Our screening and follow-up services have been proven to be quite effective, and we would like to be involved in consolidating these kinds of efforts across the state. I'll leave it there, and thank you
for
listening.
Very good. Thank you for shortening it, but we got the essence of it. It was very good. All right. Who's next?
Barbara, do you want to go? Or do you want me to
go? Yeah, I can do 5 minutes.
Go ahead.
I have 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's all right. What we're going to do, here's what we're going to do. At noon, we'll break. We have session that I think will be between half hour and 45 minutes on our side. And then we'll come back, and we will conclude the hearing. All right? So I'm sorry for people who have flights and all that, but doing the best we can.
Senator Steinberg, because we're going to break and you're not coming back for 45 minutes, I just want to acknowledge a large group of Spanish-speaking families who came here and will have to go back to pick up their kids, and they are here because they are so interested. So,
can you all, the families, raise your hands? Is there a particular, is there one person who might be a good spokesperson
two pieces of written testimony.
I want the two people who are going to testify to come forward. We will take them out of order without objection.
I am sorry.
So that the families have the, we hear from the families directly, okay? If we can make room at the table here, I'd appreciate it. Again, we will make this work. Let's hear from the families. We appreciate you. You're the real reason why we're here, you and your children. And please, we have a few minutes. Give us the essence of what you want us to take away today, please.
Okay, Honorable Senator, We come to you to representing more than 80 families on the East Bay.
Your name is?
Maria Rodriguez.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Ms. Rodriguez.
Okay. Who have a child with autism and who are activists in our groups. We belong to support group on Spanish-speaking families that meet monthly to learn more how to help our families and children and to support each other in our challenges and struggles. As we raise a child with autism in a new culture, we have a fantastic service system that is so difficult to understand. That is why we're coming together to learn and to be informed. We learn from professionals who's coming to speak to our group and from each other experience. English is a second language for most of us. And our mastery of English varies widely, though we are all committed to learn in order to help our families. We find it very difficult to understand the service delivery system. Families who are new on their system find it very hard to understand how to work with the system. We find it difficult to understand the concepts, and it's challenged when the information is in English, even when we are working knowledge with the language. When information is translated, translation tends to be lighter and poor quality. When families have requests translation or reports, it took a long time, a year sometimes, or we are told it is very expensive. It is very hard to get service for our children with autism. There are not enough bilingual providers, specifically if our child needs behavior intervention. It is critical for us to understand the concept and how to be able to follow up with intervention. When the providers cannot explain the concept, it is the way we can understand. We are not always able to follow up. If we request that the service to be provided in Spanish, we are told that are waiting lists for the service in Spanish. Sometimes we are offered service in English, but often we are left without services. When we learn about our rights, often we are unable to get the services for our families' needs. Unfortunately, some families had to have experience to being told by the case manager that they should be grateful for the service. The service and should not ask for more. And why we are grateful and we are not assertive and our children miss out. Sometimes it feels like social workers many times do not know information and they may block it for us. Many of us didn't know find about support groups or information events from our case manager or from other parents. It feels like they don't know want us to be informed because we will demand more. Then, thank you very much for holding this hearing. It is essential to end despair and access to service for children and adults of color. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having the strength and the caring to come to Sacramento and to tell your story, Ms. Rodriguez.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Rosa Valador. I'm here representing Congreso Familiar. I won't reiterate what she said today. I'm here to talk about maybe some solutions, maybe some best practices that Congreso has done. But I concur with everything she says. Okay, Congreso, I'll tell you a little bit about Congreso. Congreso Familiar is a grassroots organization whose mission is to provide education and develop leaderships in the Spanish-speaking community that have children with disabilities. We have been gathering Spanish-speaking families for over 20 years in Northern California. through an annual conference that draws close to 1,000 participants. This conference would not be possible without the partnership of the Regional Center of the East Bay. Maybe this is something that the other regional centers can copy so they can do an outreach properly, respecting the cultural.
So it's a one-day conference?
Yes, sir. We provide daycare. There's 30 workshops. We have different services from different workshops from education, rights responsibility, health, therapies, and we have informational fair from different agencies in the Bay Area, so parents can talk to them one-on-one. Our regional center executive director, Jim Burton, always attends, so a lot of parents are able to talk to him and even thank him.
Do we know, if I may, just whether this sort of outreach occurs throughout the state and other centers or not? Mixed is what I'm told.
I think it's different because we provide babysitting and we do transportation and we invite the whole family. We don't just invite the parents. We invite the grandparents. We invite the uncles, aunts, caregivers, so they can all be educated.
Because I hope my district office isn't listening, but I think I want to do one of these in Sacramento.
Senator Steinberg, Special Needs Network does a similar conference in Los Angeles, and we just had it during the April 13th, 14th, and we draw approximately 2,000 families out, and primarily African-American and Latino families, and it's 2 days of very similar informational conferences, workshops, child care is provided. We started with the legislative breakfast where Assemblymember Mitchell and Senator Curran Price, amongst others, talked about what's happening in Sacramento. So it's happening in South L.A., and it seems like it's happening.
But is it also a place where an individual family can actually open a door to getting the help that they need?
Absolutely. Regional centers are invited as well as other service providers, so we get kids signed up for it. Everything from preschool to get them connected with regional center representatives as well as other therapy agencies and providers in the community.
Okay. Very good.
I will talk to it when I present later.
Okay. So, thank you. Did I cut you off too short?
Oh, that's okay. I know we're limited in time, but I just wanted to talk about that's one way of reaching other parents, and just not just the parents, but the family, in order to support the child so the child can be successful.
Sure. And it doesn't take legislation.
And we're a mom-based organization, and nobody pays us. We just do this because we see the need.
If it doesn't take legislation, it must not be a good idea. That's all I got to say. So, just kidding. Let us take a break here, and we'll come back again, be flexible, between 12:30 and 12:45. Apologies, but we've got to get to session. We'll stand in recess. Thank you. What? Think so. Okay. We do the best we can.